Thus says the Lord, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed, and the gloom will become light for you. It's a beautiful thing. And that's the kind of thing that Jesus is talking about in our gospel today, when he says, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. You know, in the early church, in the midst of frequent persecution by the Roman Empire, one of the most powerful witnesses to the faith, besides, of course, the witness of the martyrs who shed their blood, gave their lives for the faith, one of the other most powerful witnesses to the faith, and the thing which made people want to come to know who Jesus Christ was this witness of love by the average Christians. The early church father Tertullian records the standard response that the Romans had when they saw the Christians. See how they love one another. See how they love one another. See how they care for one another, how they forgive one another, how they give all they have to help each other. It was a great witness of love that the Christians had. Even in ancient Rome, they didn't care for the poor and the disabled very well. The poor, the disabled, the sick, sometimes even the elderly, would be there living on the streets. They'd be with no one, and they'd be just living and dying on the streets, and everyone would just be passing them by, ignoring them. But the Christians would take them in. They'd take them into their own homes. They'd take that burden upon themselves. They'd care for them and love them. And the Romans were amazed to see that. And that changed how they saw the world. It changed what they thought was possible. It was such a radical thing to see someone living like that. It changed their perspective, and they wanted to know more. You know, what is different about these Christians? How did they get to be like this? What happened? And so then, of course, the Christians could share what was different about them. They could share Jesus Christ, how they'd met Jesus Christ and how he changed everything for them. But it was because of their witness of love that they were able to do that. Their light shone before others who saw their good deeds and they gave praise to God. What about us? Does our light shine before others? Does the way we treat others give a witness that something is different with us? In a way, this witness takes something more in our culture than in some other cultures, maybe. You know, for all the things wrong with our culture, all the sin, all the moral degradation, still, our culture was formed out of Christendom, a culture shaped by Christianity. And so there's still a strong notion of justice. We normally don't think about stealing or cheating our neighbor, and we don't really expect that our neighbors are out to cheat us. There's this custom of being just. And there's also this custom of being civil and polite, you know, even if it's only sort of motivated by pride and self-respect, not really by true love for others. But it's a good sort of baseline for the culture to have. And that means that if we're going to give witness to God by our actions, then our actions must be more than mere justice. We must rise above the level of justice to the level of charity, of selfless love for others. Because love goes beyond justice. Does our conduct inspire those around us? Do we act with such charity that those who see us are deeply moved and are transformed by that? I don't think we do. Or at least, I don't think I do. You can judge yourselves. But I think we try to act justly, and we try to be kind and civil. But do we really sacrifice for people when we see them in need? Do we let ourselves be inconvenienced by those in need? Are we willing to change our plans for them? Are we quick to forgive, quick to extend love, even when someone has insulted us or hurt us? It's a hard thing to do. And those who do that well are called saints. And so often I hear people complaining and lamenting, well, what are we going to do to bring this country back to God? And the answer is saints. Saints are the ones who can really transform a culture. Saints are those who let their light shine before others, who burn so bright with the fire of God's love that others are drawn to them, that it changes how they see the world. They're amazed by what they see. It's more than they thought possible, and so it changes them. Well, brothers and sisters, you and I are called to be saints. We're not called to simply do the minimum that's required in justice. But we're called to reach out, to go above and beyond in love. Before we can do that, before our example can convert others, we ourselves must be more deeply converted. So today in this Holy Mass, let's ask Jesus to let the fire of his love burn in us more powerfully, burning away our sin, burning away our selfishness, our laziness, our prejudices, our resentments, burning away all of our attachments to sin. Let's ask Jesus to send his love into our hearts that it may burn brightly and draw many people to its light.